Amen.
Which, you know, we are.
I like that song.
The last mile of the
we're
way.
We're getting here. Now is our salvation here when we believe.
I just want to thank God for being here.
Yeah.
Y'all just keep caroling in your prayers. That, yes. You know, that I just ask God to help take her out of her pain. Because she's been in a lot of pain, you know.
Amen. Amen, sister. That old song won't be very long.
Yeah.
My name's Brother Eddie Wade.
Thanks,
good to have you with us, Brother James. Amen. Old song says it won't be very long. This short life shall end. It won't be very long till Jesus shall descend.
That's right.
They sung that song about the city. I thought about that scripture in Hebrews chapter 13. That song said, going to a city where the roads will never fade. Hebrews chapter 13 says down here we've got no continuing city.
Right.
Somebody's getting their last breath right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody's holding on to their life right now. I had an encounter with death one time. I didn't die, but I'll tell you one thing. My wife hadn't got up and did what she did. I believe it would have. Here's what it's like. It's like riding a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Can't get off. Just hold on, ride it out. And I was just about there, Miranda. My wife jumped up, put a finger in my face. She said, "You got a granddaughter having a birthday this Saturday, and you need to be there." And then paramedics let go of me. Death let go of me. The doctor left the room. And I'll tell you what, buddy. I remember her, I'm a little bit mad because I almost had one foot in heaven. But it interrupted everything. Man, I don't know what she'll think, but I'm sitting there thinking it ain't going to be long. I'm going to see him.
Yeah.
Amen. Good to have everybody. I'll tell you what, we got more, I believe, this Sunday than we had last Sunday. Lord. They always ask me, how many did you have, Brother Eddie? I say, well, the last Sunday's about 20. I say, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah,
20. I always try to tell them, they always ask me, amen. Oh, I tell you what, this little old church is getting bigger. Amen. This little old preacher ain't getting no bigger. This little old church is getting bigger, amen.
Yeah.
I'm just a messenger boy, not much one of that. But open up your Bibles to Romans chapter 3 this morning. Romans chapter 3, I'm glad I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'm glad, praise God. God counted me faithful, put me into ministry. And I have to admit it, I still stand amazed what God can do. Somebody said he took nothing and made everything. I said, yeah, he did that with me too, amen.
Amen.
Everything I am is because of the work of the potter. He began a work in us, continued to do Jesus, amen. We're going to read a few verses here. Our text verse, I'm not going to read as many as I did last Sunday, but our text verse is going to be verse number 23. But we're going to start there in verse number 19. Paul writing to the church in Rome. And as he writes, he says, now we know that whatsoever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, Romans chapter 3, verse 19, that every mouth may be stopped. Wouldn't that be something better instead of all the protesting and all the bickering, murmuring, complaining? Everybody just shut up for a minute and listen to God. And it said, and every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Now, the world may not think they're guilty, but they're going to find out one day otherwise. But therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. I didn't know I was a sinner except for them Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
By the way, if you broke one, you're guilty of all ten. But anyway. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. And here's our text verse here. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we'll stop our reading right there. And I preached the first Sunday on the glory. Was Moses said, Lord, show me glory.
Yeah.
I preached last Sunday where Abraham gave glory to God. Being rich in faith gave glory to God. This will be the last message for sure. And this message is coming short of the glory of God. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for the precious word of God. We thank you for the privilege, Lord, to preach your word, Lord, even today. I pray for these people that are before me. Pray for myself, Lord, that we might give the most earnest heed to your word, to your Holy Spirit. Lord, help us today to see ourselves in the mirror of God. See ourselves as we really are. Lord, if there's something we need to do today, I pray with urgency, Father, we'll do it. I pray you'll bless your children. I pray, Father God, you'd feed us. Pray, Lord, Father, you'd bless us and help us, Lord, today to be able to leave this service that's been good to be in the house of God. All the praise and glory we give to you. Ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Coming short of the glory of God. It probably won't take long to preach this. Let me say this real quick. Without faith, you'll come short of the glory of God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. If you're going to seek God, you're going to have to seek him by faith. And if you do seek God by faith, Miranda, you're going to find the glory of God. Because
yeah.
He honors faith.
Right.
Even if it's but the size of a grain of mustard seed.
Yeah.
My pastor used to have an ink pen one time, and it had a clear top on it, and believe it or not, it was a magnifying glass, so you could see inside that mustard seed, because without a magnifying glass, you couldn't even see it.
Right.
But God honors that kind of faith.
Yeah. Amen.
A childlike faith impresses God.
Right. Amen.
Because they believe with purity.
Yeah.
We believe with doubt, but we do believe. I struggle, and you do too, but I'll tell you what, I'm glad God honors efforts. Amen. Jesus didn't come short of the glory of God. In John chapter 12, verse 28, God said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." He gave glory to His Son. As Jesus preached in John 17, verse 1 through 5, His priestly prayer gave glory to God. He even asked that glory might be given us, the children of God. At His baptism, amen, He gave glory to God. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. As He is baptized, the Bible said, the heavens were opened to Him, the Holy Spirit descended on Him like a dove, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Our whole goal is to give glory to God. Yeah. I tell you right now, if you knew God like you ought to know God, you'd want to give glory to God. Buddy, He didn't just love me, amen. He died for me, amen. He went to hell to give me heaven, amen. Giving glory to God. Amen. Churches, I just got three short points here. But a lot of churches come short of the glory of God. It's not the number of the people inside. No. It's the reason they're inside. Right. I'll tell you right now, I saw a church sign coming back in Cave City one day. A great big sign on the side of the church. And it said, "The church for people that don't want to go to church." I thought, boy, it gives a lot of glory to God. The church coming for people that don't want to go to church. What the heck does that mean?
That's right.
Somebody tell me. I know I'm dumb and about to rock, but I don't really even understand why anybody put that on the side of a church.
Well, it's probably the same church that sent the letter to the people.
Yeah.
Keep them out of church.
Amen. I'll tell you right now, church ought to be something to give glory to God. I'm not much of a singer.
Amen.
But when I do sing, I want to give glory to God.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not much of a preacher, but when I do preach, I want to give glory to God.
Right.
Hey, I'm not much of a testimony. Testimony or whatever God, but when I do give testimony, I want to give glory to God.
Amen.
I want you to know if there was one who deserved glory, it's Him, amen. They spit upon Him for our sakes. They beat Him for our sakes. They plucked out. I used to have a beard. That's a good reason why I don't have one now. It looks like camouflage. It's every color but one color. It's white, gray, black, and everything else. But anyway, I used to have a beard. But they plucked His beard out.
Yes, they did.
And He allowed it. They beat Him completely unrecognized. His vessels, in other words, His body, was marred more than any man.
Yeah, that's right.
He stopped thinking about that. That means He wasn't even human looking like.
Right.
You know why He allowed it, Brother Mitchell? Because He loved us.
Amen.
There's no other way. If He didn't allow it, we could never go to heaven.
That's
and for our sakes,
amen.
He endured it. For our sakes, He looked ahead for the joy that was set before Him, and He gave glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my. Churches ought to be about giving glory to God. Some churches, Brother Mitchell, they get too big for God.
That's right.
Somehow or another, they think they can have a church without God. I've been in some of them. I have.
Right.
I was in a big church up in Scottsville one time, Brother Mark. I'll just tell you honestly, it was out of order.
Yeah.
It really was. They took the pulpit away from a preacher. He wasn't going to sit down. I mean, I don't know how you handle that bunch. And they just come off a bunch of gibberish and people passing out on the floor. And for lack of better words, I opened up my Bible and finally felt the presence of God. You know, I'm just as spiritual as anybody else is. God gave us His Spirit. And our spirit bears with us His church.
Right.
With His Spirit, we're all children of God.
Right.
Without that Holy Spirit witness, I wouldn't have known no difference. But I'll tell you right now, that Spirit won't bear witness of nothing but truth. That's why truth's kind of got a ring to it.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit will bear witness of truth. I'm sitting there, and just by observation, you'd think that, I mean, it's having, I mean, a Jubilee revival breaking out of the banks, you'd think. You remember Elijah stepped out of that cave a great wind came, fire came, rocks broke.
Right.
God wasn't in none of that. That's what I saw. God wasn't in none of that.
Amen.
I'll just be honest with you. I can tell when God says something. I'm glad that God is real.
Amen.
I'm glad the things of God are real. I'm glad I can tell the difference. Man, we're not blind leading the blind.
No, that's right.
I'll tell you right now, if you're using this a little bit of discernment, you can decide, you can categorize what is something of God or not.
Right.
Don't be deceived. I was in a service one time, and me and this preacher sitting on the front row, I ain't say it like this, but I mean, it was kind of like this. We was kind of like two dogs. Amen, amen. And he beat me to punch on one. And the preacher was saying something about his wife. He said, "Don't you amen me." I said, "Well, there's a door, but he did me to you." You know what I mean? Everybody else shut it down there. And I'm just sitting there thinking, better him than me, because if he hadn't got his mouth open, won't be able to me. You know what I mean? Man, I like good preaching. But what the man said that was preaching wasn't to be amen. He was just on the edge of the seat there, you know, just waiting for an opportunity to say amen. And he did beat me to the punch, and I'm glad he did. Thank you, Lord. But listen, churches get too big for God.
Yeah.
You look in Revelation, well, you don't have a book. Revelation chapter 3, that Laodicean church. You know what God said about it?
Yeah.
He said they said they're rich.
Yeah.
He said that thou sayest, I'm rich. And increased in goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that you're wretched, miserable, poor, naked, and blind.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now what churches need. They need a good dose of the Lord.
That's right.
I've seen God show up and there wasn't no preaching.
Yeah, I have too.
I'll tell you what, when there wasn't no preaching, it was good.
Yeah.
If God was in it.
Amen.
If God's in it, I'm okay with it.
That's right.
I'll tell you right now, I think everything in church ought to be done decent and order. But if God shows up, let Him set the order of what needs to be done.
Yeah.
I saw a song break forth in how many people coming to the altar, waves, groves. They minister to them. God can minister through song. God can minister through His Word. But I'll tell you what, if God's in it, it's good.
Yeah.
That old flesh, oh my! How it wants to get in church and take over, take the place of God. It can't happen. But I saw churches get too big for God. And when it does, they leave God out of the singing. And next thing you know, you got a jungle beat.
Yeah.
Listen, I got as much flesh as anybody else does. I tap my foot, you know, my head, you know, and all that. You know, I'm just as flesh as anybody else is. But I'll tell you what, when God's in the singing, you see his little hand come up.
That's right.
I like to wait out a little when it gets like that.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
God needs to be glorified in the saints.
Yes, He does.
You don't have to impress anyone with your talent. Just glorify God.
Right.
In the saints.
Amen.
Glorify God in the preaching. If that preacher's anything at all, he would glorify God in the preaching. Paul said, right, God forbid I should preach saving the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our glory in the anything other than the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe you did mention about preaching the cross. God forbid I should glory saving the preaching of the cross or something like that. But I'll tell you what, God ought to be glorified in the singing. God ought to be glorified in the preaching. He shouldn't be left out. I went to revival one time with my dad, and I didn't know. I mean, he invited me. I went. And we went up there. And I was the only one in the church had a Bible. I'm telling you the truth.
Been there.
Yeah, the preacher didn't have a Bible.
Been there.
He got up there and cried a little bit. And that's pretty much it. He didn't say nothing. He quoted no scripture or nothing. I'm sitting there thinking, this is revival? Man, I'll tell you right now, that's the Word of God. We ain't got nothing to revive.
Amen.
Man, that's the water of my soul. Man, that right there, buddy, is a heavenly manna. I thank God for my Bible. And the more time you spend in yours, you'll thank God for it too.
Yeah.
But God wasn't into preaching. And you know what? I won't name the church for sake of the fact I love churches. The Lord loved the church, gave himself for it. But if your church is not about Him, get out. Go find one that is.
Yeah.
Paul got thrown out of more churches than he started. I'll tell you right now why he got thrown out. He loved the church. He said, God forbid, or he loved the Lord. He said, God forbid I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Galatians chapter 6, amen. It ain't a shame to be thrown out of church. You remember that man born blind?
Yeah.
They put him on the judgment thing there and said, tell us how you got your sight. He said, all I know, man said, go wash him. And I washed and see. Made spittle of his eye. I think Jesus actually made him eyeballs. I don't know. And it doesn't really matter. What matters is he's born blind.
Yeah.
And now he can see and he couldn't figure out how he got to see. He said, who opened your eyes? He said, I don't know. Jesus came and introduced himself to him. And then he said, a man named Jesus.
Yeah.
Opened my eyes and they put him out of church. You see what I mean? If your church ain't about Jesus, you'd be better off to get up and get out. But if you don't, they're going to throw you out anyway. But anyway, Paul got thrown out of more churches than he built and started. churches come short of the glory of God. It's sad. It's sad that Jesus said, on this rock, I'll build my church.
Yeah.
The Bible said He purchased the church with His own blood. He loved the church, gave Himself for it. He's coming for the church. And most churches, He'll be knocking on the door and they'll say, there's somebody out here. They'll say, who is he? He said, my name's Jesus. I've come to get my church.
Yeah.
Well, that's sad.
Yes,
that's sad when he's on the outside knocking on the door.
Amen.
Well, a lot of churches have come short of the glory of God. A lot of countries have come short of the glory of God. Hint, they take down all the crosses. Hello?
Yes, they are.
You might get that on the slow train.
Uh-huh.
The offense of the cross. They want to remove from the police cars. But you know, ours in the cemetery, they take all them crosses down, put headstones up because they didn't want to offend no one. How about offending God?
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm having meeting boards over.
Amen.
And that big battle's over taking these crosses down.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen.
Yeah, on I-65.
Yeah.
Is it there?
I had to go to Louisville up there because there had to be a cross on I-65. We went up there live TV like a big dummy. I'm sitting there thinking, what's this hurt? And they passed a law called the Beautification of Kentucky Highways to have rights to take them three crosses down, Sister Sharon's talking about. The man on the ground, I went up there with him, Truman Strader. I went up there a little with him. We went up there to a TV show, and we tried to give reason why those crosses should be able to stay.
Yeah.
On the other side of the road, there's an adult bookstore.
Yeah,
right. I understand the two opposites, but why not have a balance? Everybody said, okay, let's have balance. Well, there's balance. You got what you call darkness on one side, light on the other.
Right.
But they passed the law. They passed the law to have those crosses removed.
Right. Like I said,
they had billboards up there. They take down the crosses. God's name's not welcome in certain countries.
No.
Can't mention that name.
Amen.
You can mention Satan, Lucifer. Don't you mention that name, Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
They say don't pray in Jesus' name. Miranda, I ain't gonna pray in Jesus' name. Ain't no sense of praying.
No, that's right.
He said, whatsoever you ask in my name, the Father will give. See what I mean? They don't want me praying in Jesus' name. Ain't no sense of me praying. I ain't gonna mention Jesus' name. But some countries come short of the glory of God. I was just talking to Brother Mitchell right before the service here in Psalms chapter 127, verse 1. It says, except the Lord build the house, they that labor to build it labor in vain. God has to be a part of every church.
Yeah,
he has to be a part of every country.
Amen.
The Bible says nations that forget God will be turned into hell.
Yeah.
In Psalms chapter 5, verse 17. In Psalms chapter 7, verse 11, says God's anger of the wicked every day. I want you to know some countries are just pure wicked.
Yes.
They want to know why they suffer. I'll tell you why they suffer. They got the wrong God.
That's right.
In India, the cows come in the house.
Yeah.
They don't want to kill them because they think, you know, they believe in reincarnation. They think it might be Uncle so-and-so or Aunt so-and-so. They believe in reincarnation. It's kind of like global warming. You know what I mean? You got to be pretty dumb.
Right. Amen.
If there was such a thing as global warming, I'm not trying to be politically correct here. Who's in charge of this earth? Who formed it?
That's right.
Who formed it? Right. Inhabited it? Have you got air? Here, take a deep breath. Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Light outside? Who's paying the light bill? Where'd that come from?
Does it
get dark at night so you can sleep?
Yeah.
Unless you live in Alaska.
Amen.
God, I don't have this Bible plan. But I just want you to know God formed the earth in Isaiah 45. He formed the earth to be inhabited. I've got water to drink. I've got food to eat. I've got air to breathe. Believe it or not, I've even got just enough gravity. I'm not stuck to the ground.
Yeah, right.
I ain't floating away. Just enough.
Rock
couldn't get here as fast as Miranda because she defied gravity. You know why? Amen. I like Miranda. And if you're going to get her, at least get her to come to church. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. A woman too. Some countries, God's not welcome there.
Right.
You go over there with the gospel and they'll be hit you.
That's right.
They'll martyr you.
Yes, they will.
And then blame you for the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all get into this?
Yeah.
Then it's soaking in?
Yeah.
See, they don't know glory be given to God. They got some dead. You know what the Muslims say about us? All we've got the glory in is an empty tomb.
Yeah.
Somebody help me here. What in the world are they thinking? Lord, they said, our prophet's in the grave. Mine got up.
Yes, you did.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
You see what I mean? You got to be pretty dumb with some of this stuff. They basically said, all we got the glory in is an empty tomb.
Right.
Would you rather have an empty tomb or a bunch of bones in a grave? I'd rather have an empty tomb, you know what I mean? Yeah. Right. That empty tomb tells me, I ain't staying in the grave, amen.
Amen.
This may be cornbread preaching, but I'll tell you what, it's pretty dead burn good.
Amen.
Some countries don't give glory to God. They want glory given to themselves. Some churches don't give glory to God. They want glory given to themselves. And back to the countries again, they don't teach their children about God. They remove God from the curriculum. Hello.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we got the greatest potential in this country to bring up children loving and admonition of the Lord. And they teach them something about a rainbow. Mm-hmm. They teach them something about global warming, racism. What else can I think of right off the top of my head? Some of this stupid stuff, and ain't got a better thing to do with living righteous, godly, and sober in a present evil world. I mean, they won't teach them anything they need in life.
No.
But if they try to, and they're kind of, I think America's kind of picking up on this and coming around on this, but they try to indoctrinate our children in our public schools, and there's a reason for that. It's coming.
Yeah.
One world order.
Yep.
One world. One mind, one religion. By the way, for those of you that don't know, I'll fill in the gap for you.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a Catholic religion.
Yes.
You, you can write that down.
That's right.
You can write that down. That's what it's going to be. Sure enough. It's going to look good, but it ain't going to be good.
No. That's right.
Light's going to be gone. Darkness is going to prevail.
Right.
That darkness is going to be fatal. I'm glad I ain't going to be here, Rita. I'm going to be enjoying the good things of the Lord, the joys of the Lord. I'm going to kick up a little gold dust and say, home, home at last. You know, Dorothy, she told Toto, she said, I don't think we're in Kansas no more. One day, Miranda, I'll say, I don't think I'm in Glasgow no more. Hey, now I'm going to say, I believe this is home. Man, it's going to be good. She said, there's no place like home. This ain't my home. I get a little guilty about voting. He says, are you a citizen? I'm a citizen of another country.
Yeah,
I get a little guilty about it. Well, Lord, right now I'm a citizen of this country. I just got to shake it off. But honestly, I'm a citizen of another country.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to getting home.
That's right.
Man, eyes not seen, ears never heard, never is it in the heart of man. Things that God has prepared for those that live and look to His appearing. In some countries, they don't teach their children about God. They promote sin and they condemn righteousness. They call evil good and good evil. America's getting kind of like that. And I'm 65 years old. I know it's not old to some of y'all. I'm pretty young here compared to some of y'all. All y'all can like me say, we've come a long way, down the wrong way.
That's right. Amen.
My dad, Brother Mitchell, used to sleep out in the front yard in a chase lamp. You do that now and you wake up with a knife left on your back.
Yeah, that's right.
I told this in Sunday school, and that's probably a good time as any right now to tell this. I was going home Monday. I wasn't flying right now. I was going pretty good. I was talking to my pastor, and I said, Brother Rick, I said, you ain't believe what I'm looking at right now. He said, what's that? Instead of this guy doing this, he was doing this. And I saw that hand right there, and I thought, probably okay, pick him up. So I went right past him, Cold Thumb Station, come back around there to the Haywood Country Store, and there he was, white-headed guy, big old white beard. And I picked him up, and guess what his name was, Mark? Alvin. He said, yeah, just like Alvin the Chipmunk. He said, I'm from Australia. And Laura, he said, in Australia, they only work 10 months out of the year. We get 2 months off every year. He said, they weren't allowed to go visit other countries. He said, I decided I'd come visit America. He said, I'd come over here by way of airplane. He said, I got off that airplane, got on the bus, and he said, as soon as I got off that bus, a guy put a gun right in my face and robbed me of every dime I had. I gave him some money, took him as far as I could take him, had prayer with him, and then I prayed some more for the Lord, helped him get back home and stay home. Hey, man, you see what I mean? It ain't always what you think it is. It always looks greener on the other side of the fence. I'm glad, praise God, there's a country. Amen. Abraham saw a city that had foundation, whose builder and maker's God. I'm telling you, glory to God. I seek that for a home. Amen.
Yeah.
Some countries come short of the glory of God. And let me tell you this, considering that we all come short of the glory of God, I'm glad to say that God has compensated all of us.
Yeah.
If you're saved,
amen,
God has compensated you through Christ. I want to read some scripture. The reason I want to read, I want to make sure you understand what I just told you right there. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. In other words, he couldn't die if he hadn't been made as he was. Crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man, for it became him for whom are all things, by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Now listen to this verse 11 here. For both he that sanctifieth and they which are sanctified are all of one, of which he's not ashamed.
That's right.
To call them brethren. See, he was ashamed of me. For April 27th, 1988. He still loved me.
Yeah.
But he ain't ashamed of me no more.
No, that's right.
He said, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church. I will sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God have given me. I just want you to know, I came short. But I'm glad, thanks to Calvary, I got adopted into the family of God.
Yeah.
I'm joint heirs to the throne. Christ now, not only is my brother, and I'll tell you what, my Lord and my God, but I'll tell you right now, He made a difference in me. I'm not what I used to be. I'm not what I'm going to be. One day you'll see me as I'm really going to be. You'll see me there.
That's right. Amen.
If you're saved. But sin causes all to come short of the glory of God. And Jesus abolished sin at Calvary. I should have stayed right there where I was at. I want to read one more verse. Hebrews chapter 2. Look at verse 14. Here's what Jesus did. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. I want you to know He abolished sin.
Yes.
He destroyed sin's poison. Our sister Joanne got stung by a hornet in her arm. Still a little red right there. It hurt, didn't it? Look, sin. The Bible said sin at the last. It stings like an adder.
Right.
He took the stinger out.
Right.
It don't sting me no more.
Right. That's right.
It can't lay no charge to me no more. Praise God, it's on the blood. I just want you to know I'm more than a conqueror now. Not just a conqueror, I'm more than a conqueror. I can't be conquered. They got to conquer him to get to me. I just want you to know that he's my all in all. He's going to present me one day without blemish, without spot, in his presence with exceeding joy. I want you to know he's going to present his church, Ephesians chapter 5, and also to him that's able to keep us from falling and present us without fault in his presence with exceeding joy. Jude verse 24 says, Ephesians 5:27, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. I just want you to know, glory to God, night and day, the devil, the enemy, the accuser of us, accuses us for God night and day. And Jesus says, Father, I paid the debt. You remember that parable Jesus gave about the Good Samaritan? About a certain man journeyed down through Jericho and thieves fell on him and wounded him and robbed him and left him half dead. You remember that Good Samaritan? Well, first of all, Levi came, he went this way. And the Pharisee came, he went that way. They wanted nothing to do with him. So much for religion. But a Good Samaritan saw him. What did he do? He had compassion on him, didn't he? You know what he did? He came where he was.
Right.
Hey, Jesus came where I was, buddy.
Yeah, he did.
You know what he did? He bound up them wounds, poured in the oil and the wine, put him on his own beast, took him to an inn. You know what he did? He put some money down. He said, when I come back, if you don't see any more, just put it on my account. Now, y'all may not understand that. I just want you to know he done something for me.
Yeah.
It can't be spoken against. It wasn't a good deal. He chose to do it. He gave high dollars for an old, hell-deserving drunk, sinner named Eddie Wade. Loved me enough to do it. I love him enough to give glory and honor to him, to live for him. I'll tell you what Jesus said. When I say he loved me, do not the things I say. I want to do the things he says. But he destroyed all those accusations of Satan. Praise God. Look here. In Daniel chapter 3, you got Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. King Nebuchadnezzar, he's built a big image. You know, the world wants you to worship everything but God because ain't no room for God.
That's right.
There wasn't no room for him to be born. He was born in a stable, but that's a good place for a lamb to be born. The lamb took away the sin of the world. But anyway, Nebuchadnezzar built this big image, and he made a proclamation. When this music's played, everybody had to bow down. Everybody but three. Bow.
Amen.
Nebuchadnezzar confronted Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. He said, is it true? Is it true that you didn't bow to my image? He made a pretty interesting statement. He said, how is it that you don't fear me? And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my... I'm glad I know that God.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
I'm glad that even though the devil's mighty, he ain't almighty. He can't deliver me out of the hand of all the Nebuchadnezzars, all of Satan, and everything this world can throw at me. He said, who is that God that shall deliver you in my hand? You know what they said, Mark? They said, we ain't careful to answer you. I like it. Righteous are bold as a lion.
Yeah, that's right.
They said, we ain't careful to answer you, old king.
Amen.
They said, we know our God's able, but whether he does or whether he don't, we still ain't going to bow. We'd rather burn than bow.
Amen.
You know what? God had some honor. When they threw them in the fire, killed a man, threw them in there. And on there, Nebuchadnezzar took him a little peek down in there, and he said, did we throw three in there? He said, yeah, king. He said, I see four. And he said, the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. I'm glad, praise God, if you get thrown in the fire, you'll be there with me.
Yeah,
you know what, Mark? They came out, they didn't even smell like smoke, much less they didn't hurt. Their clothes are still on too,
amen.
That's what I'm talking about. Give glory to God.
Right. Yeah, give glory to God.
Don't get duped. Don't get deceived. Esau missed the blessing. Don't miss the blessing.
That's right. Amen.
You're going to find there's a lot of Nebuchadnezzar down here. They want you to give you glory to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like that. We're not careful to answer you. Verse 16. They said, we know our God's able. Whether he does or whether he don't, we still ain't going to bow to your God. When I say we come short of the glory of God, Job, through all of his ordeal, and he did suffer. If you ever read the book of Job, I mean, I never seen such suffering unleashed on a man in my life. But I'll tell you what he did. It might not have made no sense, his situation, but what he said made sense. Job 13:15, he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. There's no other to trust in. You might go to the doctor. He might have some bad news. You know what you can do? You can give him some good news.
Yeah, that's right.
I know one thing. If he wants to, he can fix this. If he wants to, he can intervene. And whether he does or he don't.
Come in and do it.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing to be worried about.
That's right, man.
I didn't have, I spent that old head up pretty good working on my friend come last Sunday. I was working on his plumbing. I wasn't underneath that house. Them big old beams on it, they moved a bit, man. Like. I hit it pretty good. I didn't feel the house shake or nothing. I didn't pop my head. I was trying to comb it this morning. That's just faith, you know what I mean? Nothing there, right? I said, what the heck? I got looking down there. I said, well, I'm not pulled off my head off. Well, we ain't got nothing to fear.
That's right.
Job said, though he slay me, he said, I'm going with God, boys. I don't care how bad it gets. Some people, first thing goes wrong, they're gone.
Yeah.
I mentioned last Sunday about the 10 lepers. From a distance, Lord, have mercy on us.
Yeah.
The Lord said, go show yourself to the priest. And they took, I can't hardly run anymore, but they took off running, man. I'm Miranda. And they took off running and looked down and noticed this. It's clean. Leprosy gone. These doers, not Arizona. I mean, they heard what the Lord said and they did it. But
exactly.
Because they did what he said, they looked down and it's all clean. You know what? Only one of them returned to give God, give glory to God.
Right.
We need to be like that one.
Yes, we do.
Bless you, Tammy. We need to learn how to give glory to God.
Right. That's right.
He's the only one that deserves it. He's the only one worthy.
Right.
We need to learn how to give glory to God. If I broke my leg, I'd say glory to God, didn't break nothing.
Right.
I'll just tell you right now, though he slay me yet, well, I trust him. I'm going. I'm let go and let God. Somebody said, I'm going all the way. All the way.
Amen.
Old Joshua said, you choose you this day whom you're going to serve? He said, as for me and my house, we're going with God. Amen?
That's right.
You're going to give glory to something.
That's
right. Now, you might as well say amen right there. I'll tell you what you ought to give glory to. You ought to give glory to God.
Yeah.
I read this verse, all of sin comes short of the glory of God, and that's true. If you've never been saved, you fit that category.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'll tell you what, I'm glad in my case, God took care of that problem. My sin's on blood. Rita sung that song, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
That's right.
Co-wise, couldn't get it out, Mitchell.
That's right.
We got one in front of the washing machine. I'm surprised how good that washing machine can clean stuff. But I could have got in there, Brother Mark, with my sins, and my wife could have put all the bleach, she could have got it by the dental store, and all of the Clorox tablets and all that stuff, and I'd still come out just as big a sinner as I was. I went in there.
Right.
But I'm glad one drop of that precious blood took care. Hey, you know, Brother Eddie, I'll tell you how I know. I lived down April 27, 1988. I was as guilty can be. I was in condemnation. I was under conviction. I couldn't take it no more. I raised my little white flag up. I surrender. I surrender all.
That's right.
I want you to know, when I called upon Him, the threats of mercy, all that called upon Him, immediately something happened.
Right.
What happened, Brother Ed? Right. Somebody said, you can't feel it. I did.
Amen.
Had no more condemnation.
That's right.
Had no more guilt. Man, the peace of God took its place.
Yeah.
The joy unspeakable was so wonderful. I wonder when I looked in the mirror. I don't know. I guess I thought I was going to see a halo, but I didn't see it, but the horn was gone. Amen.
Amen.
That's how you know you're saved.
That's right.
That peace. I have no condemnation no more. Have no guilt no more. I've even tried to work it up. Can't even work it up.
Right.
Peace that hath understanding. Thank God for it. You can't go to your neighbor and borrow peace. You can't go to Walmart and get peace. They don't have it on Blue Light Special or nothing. You got to go to Jesus. He freely offers.
Amen,
he said, you come to me and I'll give it to you. You call up on me and I'll answer. I'm telling you right now, the world without Jesus Christ, that all the world, you heard me read it right there, they become guilty before God. Without Christ, you're guilty. He that hath the Son has life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. The wrath of God abides on
him.
Amen. Man, I deserve a lightning bolt. And still, I got mercy. I don't know how it is with you. If that's not true with you, we're going to give you an opportunity to do something about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Sister Sharon to come. And Sister Rita, just one verse of invitation on him. I guess everybody stand. If it's not well with your soul, only you can do something about that.
Yeah. Right.
Jesus said, John 5:40, you will not come to me that you may have life. No problem on his end. He said, you won't come to me.
Right.
You come to him, and I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll fix it. It's not hard. It's just hard to come. It wasn't hard for me to get saved. It is hard for me to get good and lost. Thank God for God-fearing preachers. Man, I'll tell you what, he wore me out. I got mad. I thought, who's he think he is calling me a sinner? I was a sinner. I didn't want to be called one. Hey, he can't call me one no more. I'm a saved sinner now. But if you need to come, we're going to give an invitation right here. You're more welcome to come.